1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
We've gotten calls from all kinds of different places over the course of all the 15 or 16 years we've been doing this show, but I don't think I've ever gotten one from a train. I was just talking to a gentleman on the Coast Starlight. Bring him up. And Lloyd, are you there? Lloyd, are you there, sir?
Hello, yes, sir.
Lloyd, how are you?
Yes, sir, I'm doing fine, thank you.
And you are on a train, right?
Yes, we're going to Portland, Oregon, to visit my daughter and her and the gentleman she's married to. My grandson's there to spend the holiday.
Okay, and tell me what you were talking to Harry about. You called in with regard to senior citizens and how they are perceived and treated.
Well, yes, sir. I spoke with a gentleman that answers your telephone, and I was asking on... Really, on behalf of the millions of senior citizens who are grandmothers and grandfathers all across this country. Hello?
I'm right here.
All right. Because if this train goes into a tunnel, you know, we lose the cell service, so I'll try and...
All right, well then, give me the essence of what you want to say.
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of the millions of senior citizens who are grandmothers and grandfathers all across this country. And this Christmas season, we're asking that people show a little consideration to the senior citizens. If you remember a book by Tom Brokaw, Tom Brokaw was the newsman on the NBC.
Yes, sir, I do.
And he wrote a book called The Greatest Generation. And that is the name of the generation that we're in. So many of us, Mr. Hendry, we're not going to be here next Christmas.
Regrettably true.
And when choosing a gift, that we would ask that some thought and care be put into it.
All right, now you're talking to me, and you were talking to Harry earlier about your own family. You don't live with your kids, right?
No, I don't live with my children. No. My wife and I have been very careful not to burden our daughter or the man she's married to. We visit when we can. We babysit our grandson, you know, when we're able. If we're not doing things that we enjoy, we babysit it. And I talk to a lot of on a lot of the message boards with other senior citizens who tell me about their families and what they get.
All right, give me an idea of what you are talking about and give my listeners an idea of what you're talking about. Now, I know that I agree with that we should honor your generation. Is this strictly in the area of giving that you're talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the gift giving because it's Christmas time. But I remember when my daughter told me she was pregnant. And she got pregnant from the man she's married to, and we told her how happy we were. Well, the child that she gave birth to is now five. His name is Trevor. And last year, she takes the child shopping to get Grandpa a gift. And I got on Christmas, and it was one of these trophies you could get any place. You get them, go down to Chinatown and get these. It said, World's Greatest Grandpa, or something. And I called around, Mr. Hendry, after I got this trophy that said, World's Greatest Grandpa, and I found out you can get it for $5. And the sticker on the bottom said, Made in Korea. As a Korean War veteran, that was almost as if you were throwing me into a prisoner of war camp all over again.
And all right, but that was your grandson. Your grandson got you the gift, World's Greatest Grandpa.
Yeah, and his mother allowed him to get this. And I am telling you that as a senior citizen, I get it. And I'll say this because I love my grandson, but I'll say this. A cheap piece of junk. And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. I'm going to give our phone number out. You're basically complaining about the gifts that senior citizens and grandparents get.
Well, Mr. Henry, we are second. We are always an afterthought. And my daughter last year, she said, oh, and here's for you, Dad. And here, yeah, wait, it's a sports shirt. I've got a sports shirt, Mr. Henry. In fact, I've got six of them. And they're all plaid, and they're all short sleeve. And you'd think my daughter would take the time as long as she wants to come over and nose around for the things that she hopes she's going to inherit, to go into our bedroom and take a look at what I got hanging in my closet while she's nosing around her mother's jewelry box to see what she'll inherit from her mother when the two of us are dead and laid side by side in the mausoleum that I've purchased.
All right, hold on for a minute. All right, just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with this gentleman's name is Lloyd Bonafide, a retired heating and plumbing executive. He's on an Amtrak. He's on the Star. What's the name of the train you're on? Is it the Starlight Special?
No, it's the Starlight. It's the Coast Starlight.
Oh, that's it. That's, I was thinking of the play.
The Coast Starlight, and then you can take the Emperor of the North that goes across the top of the country, and you can take the San Diegan. And it's wonderful. It's just enjoyable.
All right. That sounds like a fun way to. Do you have a first class berth?
What's that?
Do you have a first class berth?
Oh yes, my wife and I have our own deluxe room, and you have a toilet and a shower, and that way you're not sharing it. You know.
I understand, Mr. Bonafide. You were talking about the cheap presents that you get at Christmas.
Well, I give you an idea. My daughter got my wife a purse. Okay, and then she says to me, here, Grandpa, this is for you. And they give you a bottle of cologne, and they think that that is something that you should say, oh, I always wanted a bottle of cologne. I am speaking on behalf of billions of senior citizens who are tired of pretending that these cheap afterthought gifts given to us because we're old and because someone in the family, maybe everyone, hopes we're dead soon. I got a can of a nut sampler. I mean, I'm not kidding. It sounds like a joke, but I'm not kidding.
A nut? What does that mean, a nut sampler?
My daughter and this guy she married, they go down to Knott's Berry Farm. They got a nut sampler. And it's got cashews, all this. Well, that's fine. I like to eat cashews and so forth. But to give that as a Christmas present, and then she gives a crossword puzzle book. So all of these gifts, Mr. Henry, are basically saying, we don't care whether you are mentally thrown back into a Korean POW camp in the middle of winter.
Were you in a... sir, you've said that. Were you in a POW camp?
No, I was not. But I'm a Korean War veteran, and I can well imagine what it's like when I get a sports shirt from a daughter that I put through private school...
All right. If he can hear me...
I can hear you fine, sir.
All right, because if you go through a tunnel, my understanding, and I've just got word from my engineer, we'll lose you. Lloyd Bonafide, 78 years of age, retired heating and plumbing executive, a Korean War veteran of the United States Navy, and the presents that senior citizens are getting at Christmas time are cheap afterthought gifts, and you want to see something change, and you're speaking on behalf of all, you say... Senior, I mean, I don't know how you can speak on behalf of all of them.
Let me tell you how I can do that, Phil, because my wife said it. She said the same thing. Let me tell you what. I'll tell you how I can speak on behalf of all of them, because I talk to a lot of them. And they say, I'll say the same thing. My children, give me for Christmas. They might as well give me for Christmas. They might as well slap my face for what they give me for Christmas. And when I got, I got this guy that my daughter married, he gives me a crossword puzzle book, he might as well have slapped me across the face. Merry Christmas.
Why is that a slap in the face? You know...
Oh, come on. Are you kidding? In other words, that everybody else, they get, they'll get a DVD player, I don't know what they get, jewelry, and I get a crossword puzzle. In other words, that's all I'm good for, to sit there and scribble in a book all day long when I'm not getting up to urinate. Because that's all they think you do, Don't you know? They think that all you do is urinate and scribble in the crossword puzzle. And occasionally eat like a bird, nibble something from a Tupperware container. They go back, scribble in a puzzle book, and they'll go urinate again. And it goes on and on and on without any ending.
All right, hold on, pal, okay?
I'm right here.
All right. That's a gentleman who he's pretty much saying it. He says he's speaking for a lot of senior citizens. The presents that are given at Christmas time for our seniors are miserable afterthought gifts of crossword puzzle books, sports shirts, trophies that say world's greatest granddad, as if all they have to do with their life is to sit there and scribble in a crossword puzzle book. Is it true? Mr. Lloyd Bonafide talks with us tonight, and he says that a lot of seniors feel that way. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back to talk a little bit more with Lloyd. He's on a train with his wife on the way to Portland to visit his daughter. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, you want to know where I live? 123 Ashkick Street.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, no, I look at it, sir. I think that our seniors should be respected.
Well, it goes beyond that, Phil, and I'll tell you why. When my grandson gives me this trophy, says, world's greatest granddad, he thinks he's giving me something good, and we need to disabuse these children.
Have a thing.
Yes, sir. And we need to disabuse these children and the grandchildren of this nonsense. When I was a young man, when my grandfather came over, a nice pipe and some smoking tobacco and some beautiful slippers, and would get him a wood carving, and we got him books, and we honored the grandfather. Now, what do I get now? I get a sports shirt and a lousy tie clip, and it all basically says, would you please hurry up and die? Well, I got news for you. No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on, you can't. I mean, your daughter loves you, and...
Well, you know what? I know she loves me, Mr. Henry, but she wants me to hurry up and die so she can pick through and nose through, all of the, the nonsense.
So she can pick through...
When we die, she wants to know what she'll inherit.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. How is a train ride tonight? It must be beautiful.
You know something? It is beautiful. I don't want to talk about that. Right now I'm in the club car so I can get some reception. It is lovely, Mr. Henry. Don't get me wrong, but I'm in no mood to play travel log right now. Shasta, because of all the things that I've...
All right, I understand that, sir. I'm not trying to minimize what you're saying. I've taken that coastal train before. It's just a very lovely ride.
It's a lovely ride, but it's not such a lovely ride when you know you're going up to visit for Christmas someone who can't wait for you to drop.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tracy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Mr. Bonafide. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. Well, I feel sad for Mr. Bonafide. I really do. I empathize with him.
Thank you very much.
But if you're not getting what you want for Christmas, then I think it's up to you to at least instruct your grandchild and your daughter to say, I really appreciate it, but this is what I'd really like.
Well, it's not a bad idea, but I'm speaking for millions of grandparents who are under the false assumption that their children, after living how many years with them, know what it is they like. Yeah, my daughter knows full well what I'm interested in. I love all of the Clint Eastwood films and this kind of nonsense. She's getting me crossword puzzle books. I'd just as soon slap her face with it.
Oh, come on.
I think that's incredibly disrespectful to your daughter. Truly do.
Why would you say disrespectful to her? Is that what the lady said?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
How do you...
Because you express to her... if you have an expectation, then express to her what that expectation is, and then both of you won't be disappointed. Well, I'm sure at 78 years old, she's probably purchased you a significant amount of things, and at this particular stage of life, what don't you have that you can't get for yourself?
That's a good one. A significant amount of things she's purchased for me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
In her adult life.
Well, yeah, here's the significant... She's purchased me a significant amount of sports shirts and cheap slacks. And that's what she's... And you know what? I might as well go to a thrift store to do my shopping.
Well,
have you ever expressed back to her that, I really don't need any more sports shirts? I've got six of them hanging in my closet right now.
Yes, I have.
You've said that to her.
I have expressed it to her.
Well, how have you said to her, honey, I don't want to have this stuff anymore?
I've expressed it to her. What do you mean by said to her?
I mean, have you said the words?
I've done something better than that. The sports shirt she got for me last year Yeah. I knew that she and her husband and were coming over. Now, I used that shirt because I was greasing the axles on my car. I've got an old car.
Oh,
I was using that shirt.
My God.
Well, I don't know of a better way.
You were using a shirt that your daughter had bought you as a rag, as a mechanic's rag in a garage.
That is...
Did you... Wait a minute. Didn't the lady just say, have I expressed to my daughter what I think of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Verbally.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I'm not going along with your program on this. I thought you said just express it.
No, you say
well,
to her.
I think you expressed it pretty clearly. I think you expressed it very clearly. I'm surprised she doesn't give you just a dirty look and a, hey, how are you?
How many woolly socks am I supposed to stuff in my sock drawer? And I'll tell you something else. It gets to the point, I don't know where to put the socks, so as a joke one day, I shoved a couple down the front of my pants. Big deal.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what, ma'am?
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I did it as a joke.
I've insulted you, but I think you've insulted your daughter, and I'm really surprised at your behavior.
I don't know how I've insulted my daughter. I don't know what she gave me one year. She had purchased what I thought was one of the cheapest looking Banlon sweaters I've ever seen in my life. And I left it very evident in the garage. It had a couple of streak marks on it. Excuse my language.
Wow.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, again.
You know, are you traveling towards her house?
Yes, I'm traveling toward her house.
You know, why don't you make her a Merry Christmas and turn around and go home?
Well, isn't that just quick and very witty of you?
No, it's not quick and witty of you, but it certainly makes a lot more sense than being hateful.
Are you telling me that you wiped yourself with a...
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was saying.
I'm at fault. How many times
is Bonafide, you are a very sad individual. I really feel
sorry
for you.
You know what? And what are you giving your father for Christmas, just out of curiosity?
I'm giving him my prayers because he just passed away.
Yeah, there you go. Lucky you. So you don't have to spend...
What does that mean, lucky you?
She doesn't have to spend any money.
Oh, man, the woman's father...
My father just passed away.
Tracy, my condolences to you.
I would give the king's ransom to have my father back.
Look, it just saved you a trip to the Five and Dime. What are you kicking about?
Because I never went to the Five and Dime for my father.
Wait, you sure he just died, or you're just saying that?
No. He just died. Thank you very much.
Would you say just died, 10 years ago? Yeah, he didn't die. She wouldn't be laughing.
I just find that you are incredibly cruel.
If you ever did have a father, he died before you were born.
All right.
Wow.
All right, Tracy, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
She's all wrong. If I were Jay Santos, I'd say that woman, her whole act is wrong.
You know what's wrong is you, man, okay?
No, sir.
When you wipe yourself with something your daughter got you, when you call a little trophy that your grandson gave you a piece of junk, when you say that a sports shirt is only worthy of being a mechanic's rag, even though it was given at...
And a crossword puzzle book. I guess I got to click my heels with joy and grab myself and go, ooh, I just don't know how happy I can stand it. Is that what you're saying to me, Miss Henry? I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of people.
Corvallis, next stop.
Do you love this guy? He's on the train. He's on his way up north to Portland to see his daughter. And what we're really talking about here are senior citizens. Are they respected at Christmas time? Are they given gifts that are worthy of the time they've put in on this earth, the tuition that they've provided for us, the education in life, if they've been loving people? A lot of them haven't been. I can understand that. But this man, Mr. Bonafide, is complaining because and what he does with the presents, in my opinion, is beyond... I can't believe that this guy would get things like, you know, take it.
All aboard?
Will you turn that off, bud, until we're ready to come back? All right. That the man got a crossword puzzle book and he said they might as well have slapped me in the face. Do seniors feel this way? All of them, as he says they do. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Don't believe 1-800-449-8686.
I don't care if you say it's true.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. Bonafide, it's true, that my friend stood on the fairway of the ninth hole there at Brookside and hit a ball into the Rose Bowl.
Deal? Are you familiar with how...
Look, and I have played the golf course there. I know how far it is from the Rose Bowl. I saw a buddy of mine hit it into the Rose Bowl.
I think that is... and I, again, I find that... Could you tell me when we get to Portland? I find that to be so...
All right, look, you know, it's not important to me whether you believe it or not. We're talking with Mr. Lloyd Bonafide. I don't even know why I'm talking about that.
Well, you said to me that the Rose Bowl, you hate it. And you said to me you hate it with a passion.
I said I don't like watching games in a Rose Bowl. It's got nothing to do... We're talking about Christmas gift-giving.
Let me tell you, I saw the first John McKay teams at that Rose Bowl. I saw Mike Garrett... So you better just watch what you say, friend. I saw Mike Garrett. I saw O.J. Simpson. I saw Ben Wilson. I saw Hal Bedsall and Pete Beathard. How dare you?
Who cares, man?
Well, I can...
And if I got to hear that train horn one more time, I'm going to lose my mind.
Mister, I'm on an Amtrak, which is on its way to Portland, Oregon.
You're the guy who said you wiped with a gift that your daughter gave you.
Yes, I did, and I do it again. She gives me some cheap knockoff. It was supposedly a Tommy Hilfiger, and it was a knockoff. Why wouldn't you wipe with a knockoff?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Karen, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, Karen. You're on the air.
Okay. I think he's an idiot.
This trade blows every 1.5 minutes, what I'm figuring.
I have a hard time believing this guy's for real.
Is the lady speaking to me?
Yes, she is.
What are you having a problem with, ma'am?
I'm having a problem with your shallow opinion of what gift-giving is.
You know, maybe you don't mind getting garbage, but I do. And maybe that's
the
difference between
you. I tell my mother not to give me anything because I don't want her spending her money on us.
I thought you were the grandmother. I'm sorry.
No, I'm the daughter.
Oh. Well, I'm talking about... I don't care what you get. I'm talking about what you're giving your mother. What are you giving to your mother?
I give my mother 2 gift certificates, one's to Albertsons and one's to Trader Joe's, where she likes to do her weekly shopping.
Uh-huh.
And she's very appreciative.
Okay. You might as well walk up to her and kick her square between the legs.
Why? She just said that...
Because that's the kind of gift you give to an old lady. Oh, yeah,
that's
go shop.
Here, that's
go
what
take
she
your,
likes,
go
and
take
she's very appreciative.
Why don't you get her some beautiful clothing? Why don't you get her a vacation, you know, a gift certificate?
She's got a closet full of clothes.
What about going away to Palm Springs or going away
to... She travels all the time. She's got a lot of money.
I'll bet she travels. Not any thanks to you, though, huh? See, that's the point I'm making, Mr. Henry.
All right, well, look. Apparently, Karen's saying that the mother has a lot of money.
Well, that's convenient for Karen.
But I go visit my mother every Thursday, and we go to lunch, and we go shopping, and we just have fun.
Of course you do, when she's picking up the tab.
She doesn't pick up the tab.
Well, is she rich? I thought you said she's rich.
Because she's well off.
Well, who picks
but
up
I
the
would
tab?
Never, I would never go take her to lunch and not have her pick up the tab.
Well, she's got a lot
and
of
I
money.
I think the difference is that she was an excellent mother, and I think you were probably a terrible dad, and that's why you're getting what you're getting.
Ma'am, you're not insulting me. Believe me, I know what kind of father I was. And I'm a Korean War veteran. Now, your mother's got a lot of money, and you're buying her groceries?
Uh-oh.
Looks like you slipped up with that line of bullcrap.
Well, what does that mean?
If her mother has a lot of money, why is she buying her groceries?
I don't buy her groceries.
Yeah.
I get her gift certificate, so she doesn't have to spend her money on groceries.
You know something, Karen? That's the buzzer. The end of the half. Lloyd won. Karen, nothing.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I think that your issues go far beyond the gift.
We'll take time out with the
Karen.
Score. Me one, you suck.
What is
your
point,
got a
man?
Very happy, content life, and I hope to God that at 78 I'm bitching about what I get for Christmas.
I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of seniors, and I'm speaking on behalf of your mother, too.
Well, no, you're not.
Yes,
my
I
mother's
am.
Very happy
Seattle.
With what she gets.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this much. Your mother is loaded, and you're buying her groceries. Now, something doesn't add up there.
Maybe she likes to, you know...
He fades, he jumps, swish, 3 points. Great shot.
The issue here is with my mother. It's your shallow thought and behavior for Christmas.
I bet you hear a lot of laughs on a Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
What's the point, Lloyd?
Well, the point is, I got this lady twisted. She doesn't know whether to flip or fall in it.
Okay, look, Karen, thank you for your call. Is your idea of debating this topic to somehow confuse the caller and...
No, Mr. Henry, I'm trying to make sense on a lot of the gobbledygook.
What, can you get someplace where... Here we go again.
Hold on. Eureka. All right.
Would you get somewhere where I don't have to hear the conductor calling out every stop?
Oh, you can hear that?
Yes, every time the freaking horn. It seems like you guys are hitting a stop every minute.
Yeah, this guy's moving. I can't believe it. He must be doing 200 miles an hour.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Nancy. Hello, Nancy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Good evening.
Good evening, Nancy.
Good evening.
First of all, this is my first time calling this program, but I happen to hear Mr. Bonafide.
Yes,
Mr. Bonafide,
yes,
I'm in my 70s also.
Well, God bless you.
I'm the delivering mother of 8 children, 1 adopted, which
understand.
Was 9.
What does that mean, delivering?
It means I delivered the baby.
Anna Barbara.
I have 8.
Oh, you delivered your own babies?
No, I delivered 8 babies.
To
my
who?
Husband and I have 8 children.
You gave birth to them?
Yes.
Well, why can't you see? This is the nonsense that young people. Why can't you just say that? But no, you got to use all the gobbledygook.
Wait a minute. What do you mean nonsense of young people?
Well,
I'm not young.
I'm in my
70s.
Well, yeah, but you got influenced by a lot of this young gobbledygook. I delivered.
No,
you know?
I'm just telling you what I did and my children.
Well, yeah, you gave
and what
birth.
I wanted to say to you is I do understand what you're saying, and I understand your complaint.
Thank you very much.
And I also think you're right about a lot of it.
Thank you very much. Finally.
For one thing, I heard you say you put your daughter through private school.
Yes, I did. She went to Ramona Cotman,
Bend, Oregon.
And she,
I can hear this. I'm sorry.
You want me to move into the club car?
I don't know where you are. Where are you?
Well, I'm standing between cars.
Well, that's the noisiest part of the train.
Well, he's probably away from a lot of other people who are busy talking about other things.
Exactly. I was trying to get... I'll go to the club car.
Hearing him over the radio has worked fine. I'm sure it's not too good for your ears, but...
Well, it's okay. I'm hearing this...
Working okay.
You can hear
listeners.
Him, huh? Okay, real good.
Mr. Bonafide,
Ben,
the only,
Ben,
the only
next
thing
stop.
I'm wondering about is why haven't you told your daughter she's not inheriting anything? Why haven't you told your daughter their grandchildren will inherit things love your grandchild?
See, I'm biding my time because I've got a suspicion that this guy she married, the father of a grandson that I love very deeply, is a guy who I think loves me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I can't hear him.
Yes, I can hear what you're saying.
How many husbands have you had, dear?
1.
I beg your pardon?
1. My oldest child is 50.
Well, wait a minute. You know, you've got 8 kids.
That's right. I had all 8 of them by the time I was 32 years old.
Yeah, but is that's not one husband. That's got to be a couple.
No, that's one husband. We were married in August of 1954.
And can I, if you don't mind me asking, what are the ages of your children now? You say the one's 50?
The oldest one is 50. The youngest one is 37, and she's black, and she's adopted. We lost one of our own sons.
All right,
when
so you had a
years
you,
old.
You had a black husband and you had a white husband too, right?
No. Are you not listening to me?
You said you had one husband, but one of the kids is black.
That's right.
Well,
and
that doesn't make any sense.
And I also said
Corvallis.
She's adopted. Are you listening?
Can I interrupt for a minute? How many times are you guys going to go by Corvallis?
What are you talking about?
I've heard Corvallis about 6 times.
Mr. Henry, maybe you should listen to what's being said. This lady is telling me she's got a black kid, which is fine. I'm not
prejudiced. No, I do not have a black kid.
You said you gave birth.
I said we adopted a black baby when she was 4 days old. She's now 37, and she's a nurse.
Uh-huh. All right, now, how old is the... What I'm trying to figure out is if they ever let you up for air. You know? Yeah, I'm just kidding.
That's a hell of a thing to say to a lady. Why don't you just...
Wait a minute.
Know,
don't even let that bother you. Doesn't bother me in the least.
If you popped out a darkie, what would...
What does that mean, popped out a darkie?
What's that, sir?
What does that mean, popped out a darkie?
Excuse me. Can I talk with him?
Hold on. Who's talking? Is this Mr. Henry? Hello?
This is Nancy.
Is this Phil? Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
Excuse me, Mr. Bonafide?
Yes. Yes, Phil.
I've told you that we have eight children. My one son died when he was 3 and a half.
Why don't you ever talk about this on your show?
I'm Phil. She's the caller.
I can't hear because...
All right, look it. Would you hold on, Nancy, for a minute?
Sure.
1-800-449-8686. If that gentleman could get to a place in the train where perhaps we could hear something, we'd probably be, you know...
Vancouver.
Will you turn it off, bud?
What do you want from me?
Vancouver. This guy's going to Portland. He's been to Corvallis twice, Klamath Falls three times. I think I even heard Seattle. Now he's in Vancouver, and he's on his way to Portland.
Maybe he's going the long way.
Yeah, that's it, bud. He's going the long way. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're talking with Mr. Lloyd Bonafide. He's a retired heating and plumbing executive, a Korean War veteran of the United States Navy, about Christmas presents and how there are millions of senior citizens across America who are not honored at Christmas by getting any kind of a present that's really worthy of them. We've talked about them getting shirts and trophies that say World's Greatest Granddad and belts. Mr. Bonafide is on with us. We also have a caller named Nancy, who I had to interrupt. Nancy, forgive me. You're back on the air if you wanted to continue your thoughts. Mr. Bonafide, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. I wanted to conclude my comments.
Now, hold on. I want to let Nancy finish what she was saying. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, Mr. Bonafide, let me clear something up for you.
All right.
We adopted our mixed-race child, who is black and Caucasian. And it was after we had our last child, who was 3 years old at the time. And we had lost one son who died at the age of 3 and a half.
Was that the black one? Or
no, that was our last, our child that was born in 1961.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Nancy. You know,
well,
Mr. Bonafide,
I'm not. Let me tell you, that child probably taught me more than all the rest put together. So,
oh, you're not? See, she's not sorry it's dead. So don't you feel like the horse's ass.
No, you shouldn't feel like anything, Mr. Bonafide.
Well,
I'm just saying that.
You were saying how sorry he was.
You go through, Mr. Bonafide, I would like to talk to you for a few minutes.
You go through
the grieving period, but you don't regret or have any sorrows about anything relating to someone who's passed on, especially when it's a child.
You know, Nancy, you make a lot of sense. And having been through what you've been through, I want to ask you a question, though, Nancy. Can I ask you? What do you think of this kid? I've seen him on TV, this Snoop Doggy Dog. Have you ever seen this?
Yes, I have.
Doesn't he look like a punk? He looks like some dirty punk to me.
But you know what?
Can we get off
Mr.
of that?
Mr. Bonafide, I have not seen you.
Well, wait a minute.
You're a very sad and very angry person.
Well, wait a minute.
And
hey,
I don't really have any interest in Mr. Doggy or Mr. Snoop
Dogg. No, Mr. Doggy. This kid Doggy thinks that Tookie Williams, you know, that murdering scum that they just,
All right, let's Mr. Tookie, Stanley Williams was executed by the state of California the other day. Nancy, you're aware of that?
Yes.
Okay, you see, now that guy, it's a good thing they, and that, and Doggy Dog says, oh, well.
His name's Snoop Dogg.
I don't care if his name is Earl Shive.
You know what? That has nothing to do with the problem you seem to be having with Christmas and senior citizens and their presents.
Uh-huh.
And I think if anyone who is a senior citizen is having problems with the way their children are treating them, it's time they spoke up and said something to them about it. You aren't going to solve the problem by just complaining over the radio. You need
to tell your daughter exactly how
you feel.
You're absolutely right. You really. Can I ask you a question? And I don't mean to be impertinent. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I've
really?
Been married for 52 years.
Is your husband well? Or?
Yes.
Oh, he is.
In fact, if you knew the condition he was in, you wouldn't believe it.
So, in other words, there's no. It doesn't look like. You know, and I don't want to be insensitive, but it doesn't look as if he may go missing here anytime soon.
Yes, he could.
What kind of a question is that?
Because he had some heart problems a few years ago.
Oh, yeah?
And he changed his diet.
Terrible.
He does yoga every other day.
Well, that yoga, you know,
that's great.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But a lot of that's based on that Hindu gobbledygook, so you got to watch out.
It's not gobbledygook.
Have you
it's
ever
all a matter of opinion.
Well, I want to say that I find you to be very intelligent.
Mr. Bonafide, my husband is also a retired plumber. Not an executive, but a plumber.
Well, he and I probably eat some of the same dirt once upon a time, although I was the one signing his checks. But anyway...
Well, you had to get that in, huh?
Just wanted to know which side of the butter, the butter and the bread, which side of the butter...
Beaverton.
Oh, man.
...when he came home.
Which side of the bread or the butter, I mean the butter or the bread, the bread or the... Oh, freak. Which side...
1-800-449-8686.
You know what we used to do with guys like you? We'd leave your butt up with a flower in it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
That's just waiting for it to pull into the station, you know.
Well, you're waiting to get into Portland. I heard the guy say that, they just went by, like, Vancouver or something.
What are you talking about?
I said I heard the guy say Vancouver. That's a long way away from Portland.
Hey, you.
Yes?
Where are we?
Vancouver. Next stop, Vancouver.
Vancouver? Why, you turd. You turd in a muffler and a cheap hat. Come here. I just threw him off the train. How do you like that? Feels better than throwing mama, I'll tell you that.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.